preacher got his hand out, smiles and say for a little bit of money.
Welcome back to Hunter Logan Unmiked. This is season 4. That's what we're still in, but this is episode 10. Last episode, talking about idle time. Well, seems like when people start having idle time, they start to do things. Now, ever since I came into this Christian country thing with the radio, there has been some pushback. But there's been this one certain DJ who has had it out for me. Now, he has turned some other ones and tried to turn some other ones against me. Tried to get them to join with him in his crusade. And why? I don't know. But I have done what the Bible has said to do. I have went to him and said, hey, man, if I've offended you, let's get this out in the open. Well, he's one of these guys that say, no, everything's good. I'm like, okay. But then gets right back at it. I went to him with a brother, as the Bible says to do. Still, same thing, no avail. So years go by. And same thing, still mouthing off, still trying to do stuff. Do it again. Try one more time. Try to put this thing to rest. Supposedly it's okay, but then it's not. Still yapping and saying stuff. I mean, some people, I guess you just can't help. So here we are. 8 years later. Now, this is still going on. Now, I put this in my mind. I just put it to bed. I quit worrying about it. I just quit with it. I'm like, okay, no more. I'm not going to worry about it. Because if you let it, it'll eat at you. And there comes a point in a time where you can't help a person. You can't make it right with a person. No matter what you try to do, I guess. The things that this person would do in trying to get artists, trying to get other DJs, trying to get organizations to go against me, it's ridiculous. But one of the problems is when you have a small pond such as Christian Country, and you have a lot of the same people that know each other, well, people are going to share. Do I want to say share or stir? Some people just can't help but stir up crap. It's their nature. They have to do it. They can't help themselves. They have to stir it up. Now, I have been working a lot on keeping my mouth shut. Just because I have an opinion doesn't mean I need to share it. Problem with me is when I say something, I will admit I said it. I'm not going to say I didn't say that. I'm not going to throw somebody else under the bus. I'm going to admit I said it. And after I admit I said it, I'm going to let you know if I'm wrong, then I will be glad to apologize to you. But you got to tell me why I'm wrong in saying what I said. So if I say something, I'll admit I said it. And I learned a long time ago, if you don't want somebody to know something, don't say it. I can guarantee you, if I go to you and I say, man, I hope you keep this between me and you. I really don't want you to say nothing, but you keep it between me and you. Now, if you say something, then I know that you can't keep nothing between me and you, first of all. But secondly, I'm never going to tell you anything that I'm not going to say I said. If I don't want somebody to know something, I ain't saying it. I will just keep the secret. I will just keep it to myself. And I can do that. There's many things I've kept to myself. I don't say a word. But when I tell you, man, I hope you keep this between us, I'm really hoping you keep it between us. I don't want anybody else to know. But if it does get out and you said it, well, one, I know I can't trust you, but two, I'll admit it. Because I'm never going to tell anybody anything that I'm not going to admit that I said. I learned those two lessons the hard way. Now, I've been accused of saying some things I did not say. And I've denied saying it. But when the person doesn't believe it, there's nothing you can do. You go on. So this certain DJ continues to attack my character, to attack the radio station, and does this on his program. Accused me of trying to shut him down. Accused me of being racist. Of all kind of stuff. Crazy stuff. I feel sorry for someone who is that consumed by someone. Or is that bitter. It just amazes me that as Christians, some Christians still don't know how to be Christians. We're all on the same team. At least we should be. The goal is souls. That's never changed. It's never changed for me. It's never changed for HLE. But I will never apologize for God blessing this radio station and God blessing me in the process. For me being obedient. And it's never about being number one or being the best or being this or being that. It's about doing what God says to do. But during this downtime of the COVID where nobody can do anything, here comes the attacks again. They start getting ramped up. I thought they were over. I thought everything was done. But apparently not. Except this time, I don't even buy into it. This time, I don't even give it a second thought. I'm like, I am not falling for that again. That's his problem, not mine. My conscience is clean. I got too much stuff to do. Too much stuff to do. Because I'm dealing with my own stuff. I got my own situations I'm dealing with that have nothing to do with that. I don't need to take on something that's already been dealt with. But that's what Satan does. He's so crafty. He likes to bring up stuff and do stuff to get you off your mark. To get you not to do what God has called you to do. But also through this time of downtime, something I'm dealing with comes up too. There's a situation that I had been dealing with on a whole different level that had nothing to do with the situation I just talked about. The reason I talked about the situation I just talked about is to let you know how Satan loves to pile crap on you. You see, God is wanting to deal with me on a situation that I'm going through. He wants to bring me through a certain situation. He wants to deliver me from a situation. But what does Satan do? He throws up another situation that God's already taken care of with me. See, it was well with my soul. It might not be well with the other DJ, but that's the other DJ's problem and God's problem. That's not mine. He has to work that out. I've already worked that out. That's why I'm able to move on. But Satan would love to throw that right back at me. So he shows me. Right? So other people in common, that we have the same friends, because we deal with the same people, are going to share stuff with me and show me stuff that he's doing. That's what Satan wants to happen. Wants me to get away from, wants me to focus on that so I can't focus on what God wants to do in my own situation that I'm dealing with. Because there's a situation that I need total deliverance from. I've gotten deliverance from some of it. I've gotten deliverance from the bitterness. There are still some lingering effects from this hurt that I experienced. And that's when God showed me that legalism is nothing more than spiritual molestation. I'll say that again. Legalism is nothing more than spiritual molestation. If you've been molested spiritually, that's what legalism is. And when you've been molested spiritually by someone in an authoritative position over you, it's hard to get total deliverance over that. It's hard to find total forgiveness. And I would imagine, thank God, I have never been molested in the physical sense by anyone. I know there's millions of people who have. And my heart goes out for those folks. Some have been able to deal with it, some have not. And it comes up for those who have not been able to deal with it. I urge you to get counseling, help, because it can be dealt with, it can be overcome. I've heard the testimonies. But I'm talking spiritually now. It's a parallel to the physical, but spiritual molestation. It's hard. When you're around a person, I'm sure a person who's been molested by a family member or a friend, I'm sure they're very uncomfortable around that person. It's no different in the spiritual sense. When you've been spiritually molested by someone, it's the same way. And I needed total deliverance from this situation. And I'm praying to God. God, I want to be totally delivered from this. I don't want to be bound by this in any form or fashion anymore. I don't. You are a deliverer. You are a healer. And I don't want to be bound by this. I don't want to be okay for months and then something happened or I'm in contact with the person, then all these emotions come flooding up to me again. I don't want that to happen anymore. I want to be done with this completely. Completely. I want it gone. And I know that you can do it. I know that you can do it. I know that you can deliver me from this. And you know what? He did. And he did it in the most unique way. A way that I would understand. A way that was so therapeutic for me. A way that was so healing for me. That it never came back again. And it was a total forgiveness. And to this day, still, I'm fine. There's no more that it comes up little by little or it stays, you know, I'm good for a while and then boom, all of a sudden, back again. Nope. God delivered me totally from that. And I want to give him praise and honor and glory right now for that. Because he's a deliverer. He really is. And I can honestly say he did a complete work in me in delivering me from that. situation. Now, will that other DJ ever let it go? Whatever he's got, I don't know. Because I never did him anything. Is it jealousy? Maybe. Who knows? I don't know his heart. Only God does. I know I pray for him. I have prayed for him. And that's what the word says to do. But I've been delivered from the situation that I needed to be delivered from, that I was going through. The situation that was pertinent to me, the one that had been plaguing me. Now, I know the signs to look for, so I'm never spiritually molested again. That'll never happen again. But God delivered me, and I have no hate. My heart is clean. I'm not bound by any of it anymore. I am totally delivered. And that's what God can do. He can deliver you from any situation. And this deliverance would be important for me to go forward. That's why I spent time on this particular podcast to tell you about it. I almost left it out. I almost left this out and didn't even do it. But it bears importance in going forward in what God is calling me to do with the songwriting and the ministry and song that had to be taken care of. I'm going to leave it right there for now. Hope you're enjoying these podcasts. I'm being real with you. I'm telling you stuff that I won't tell you on the radio. Sharing a lot. And I'll continue to do that too. That's what these podcasts are about. That's why it's unmiked. Make sure to tell some folks about the podcast if you don't mind. If you haven't checked out HLE Radio, check me out on the morning show, HLE Radio. I'm live every morning, 7 a.m., 9 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. We have free apps in the stores, your app store. Check me out on Choice Social, Hunter Logan. Download the app, Choice Social, or choicesocial.us. Follow me. I'll follow you back. Hey, until next time, remember, Duke 28-2.